power of Christ, who came this world to save.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome. Merry Christmas, everyone. Glad to see everyone here. Greetings to Sonia, my sharing partner here this morning. And Nancy and Karen and Joanne and Regina and Tony, Lisa Rose and Phil. Good morning. Welcome, Phil. Glad to see you here. So we were going to have a wonderful devoted half hour celebration here as we are opening the sanctuary during this Christmas morning. And what we were planning for this half hour was a little music to start out with. And then we were going to turn the mic over to Karen Wirth to do a wonderful meditation. And that'll be maybe 10 minutes or so. And then I'm going to do a little reading from the Course in Miracles on chapter 15, section 11, Christmas as the End of Sacrifice. And then a brief little reading from the Way of Mastery, the Way of the Heart, from page 132, part 1, lesson 10, which is the way is easy and without effort. And then if we do have time, Sonia was going to read us a Goldsmith passage, Joel Goldsmith passage, and close with some music. So I will go ahead and play the song Spirit of the Living God by Audrey Assad.
Oh,
And now as we come back during our morning Christmas celebration here in the AT Sanctuary, we're going to turn it over to Karen Wirth, and she will lead us in a meditation.
Good morning. Merry Christmas, everyone. I am so honored to be able to read this Christmas lesson from A Course in Miracles today. And it just gladdens my heart to see Kathy Smith here, who was my first Course in Miracles mentor and who helped me place this lesson deeply into my heart. So it's a beautiful lesson. Lesson 359. God's answer is some form of peace. All pain is healed. All misery replaced with joy. All prison doors are opened. And all sin is understood as merely a mistake. Father, today we will forgive your world and let creation be your own. We have misunderstood all things, but we have not made sinners of the holy sons of God. What you created sinless so abides forever and forever. Such are we. And we rejoice to learn that we have made mistakes which have no effects on us. Sin is impossible, and on this fact, forgiveness rests upon a certain base more solid than the shadow world we see. Help us forgive, for we would be redeemed. Help us forgive, for we would be at peace. God's answer is some form of peace. All pain is healed. All misery replaced with joy. All prison doors are opened. And all sin is understood as merely a mistake. This is such a beautiful lesson. It is the Christmas gift. What gift is it that we truly want? Some form of peace. It says we rejoice to learn that we have made mistakes which have no real effect on us. We rejoice on this day, celebrating the birth of Jesus. And he's telling us, we rejoice that these mistakes we think we've made have had no effect on us, that nothing here can touch us. And we rejoice in that. We We rejoice that we do forgive the world. And we let creation be as creation unfolds. We rejoice because we have misunderstood all things, but we see clearly now. We rejoice because we are sinless forever and forever. And we rejoice because we can ask for help and our calls are always answered. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, I rejoice today. Help me to forgive, so I would be redeemed. Help me to forgive, so that I would be at peace. Help me to remember the truth of who I am. I am your son as you created me, sinless and innocent, only love. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the mind by giving it something to focus on. We remember that today is a symbol for rejoicing about our truth. Rejoicing about our truth. And if we are still unclear about what that truth is, he reminds us that we are innocent. That we have not done anything that has any real effects. We remember that we are innocent and sin is impossible. Sit in the feeling of what would it be like if we knew we were sinless now and forever. If we knew we were perfectly being as our Father created. Knowing that we are only love. How does that feel to be complete in this? Completely sinless and completely love. We sit in this feeling of being complete. Thank you for joining with me in allowing ourselves to rejoice in our perfect completeness. Merry Christmas. Namaste. And dropping the mic for you, Jay.
That was absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. As we celebrate our perfection and our rejoicing in our truth, and as we are opening this and having this presentation here today, this gathering for Christmas, thought it would be a great idea to read from The Course in Miracles, Chapter 15, Section 11, Christmas as the End of Sacrifice. And I am going to start reading from the second paragraph. And in the background, I'm going to play a little music. This is the heart chakra, the abode of love. This is Om in the key of F. And it's about 3 or 4 minutes, but I'll be reading for about, I don't know, probably 7 or 8 minutes. So let's just, even though we want to be with Karen's meditation for the next 5 hours, let's just just breathe in a minute. The sign of Christmas is a star, a light in the darkness. See it not outside yourself, but shining in the heaven within. And accept it as a sign the time Christ has come. He comes demanding nothing, no sacrifice of any kind, of anyone is asked of him. In his presence, the whole idea of sacrifices loses all meaning, for he is host to God. and you need but invite him in, who is there already, by recognizing that his host is one. And no thought alien to his oneness can abide with him there. Love must be total to give him welcome, for the presence of holiness creates the holiness that surrounds it. No fear can touch the host who cradles God in the time of Christ, for the host is as holy as the perfect innocence which he protects and whose power protects him. This Christmas, give the Holy Spirit everything that would hurt you. Let yourself be healed completely, that you may join with him in healing. And let us celebrate our release together by releasing everyone with us. Leave nothing behind, for release is total, and when you have accepted it with me, you will give it with me. All pain and sacrifice and littleness will disappear in our relationship, which is as innocent as our relationship with our Father, and as powerful. Pain will be brought to us and disappear in our presence, and without pain, there can be no sacrifice. And without sacrifice, their love must be. You who believe that sacrifice is love must learn that sacrifice is separation from love. For sacrifice brings guilt as surely as love brings peace. Guilt is the condition of sacrifice, as peace is the condition for the awareness of your relationship with God. Through guilt, you exclude your father and your brothers from yourself. Through peace, you invite them back, realizing that they are where your invitation bids them to be. What you exclude from yourself seems fearful, for you endow it with fear and try to cast it out, though it is part of you. Who can perceive part of himself as loathsome and live within himself in peace? And who can try to resolve the conflict of heaven and hell in him by casting heaven out and giving it the attributes of hell, without experiencing himself as incomplete and lonely? And now it will transition into reading from The Way of the Heart, from The Way of Mastery. And this references death, and what its meaning is that death of the sacrifice, the death of our sight of sinfulness, and the birth of the sight of innocence. Death has occurred, and now the birth of Christ is at hand. Father, I accept fully your will for me. Your will is only that I be happy and use time to extend my treasure. Now I receive the warmth of your light and your love. Let's just imagine now as we exist in this space, that we hold our arms outstretched to either side of us, as open, as wide as we can be, revealing our heart, knowing that it cannot be hurt, and join. And join in love with everyone here, with all of our brothers. And I'm going to turn the mic over to Sonia to read a little Joel Goldsmith passage now, and then we will have some music after that.
Yeah, that was just beautiful. And I'm so grateful that we get to come together this morning and share our Christmas together. And this is what I've been contemplating. A friend, Mary Noyes, sent out Joel Goldsmith Christmas messages this week. And this touched me. God planted the seed of himself in each of us. The seed that springs forth as the fully developed Son of God, whose mission it is that we may know fulfillment, that our lives may be fulfilled, and that we may show forth the kingdom and the glory of God. That is the secret of the significance of Christmas. The divine reality of you, the Son of God in you, the Holy Grail that you are seeking, is within your own consciousness. All the sacredness, the eternality, the immortality of the Son of God is established within you. When you understand the nature of that which is inherent in you and which awaits your raising up in you for your redemption, your salvation, your functioning as children of God, this is Christmas. This is the Christ Mass. When we know that we are sent forth to show forth all of God's glory. Amen. Thank you for gathering and for sharing the true gifts of Christmas here this morning. The gifts of peace, the gifts of joy, and the gifts of sharing hearts together. And with that, I will turn the mic over, and we can share some Yule and some Christmas morning spirit. Thank you.
And so it is at 8:30, and we were going to close up our half hour here, but I wanted to offer Lynn Johnson a chance to play maybe a closing song if she had something ready for us. If not, I can play Mary, Did You Know by the Pentatonics again. But I will turn it over to Lynn. Okay, I still didn't hear the mic, so I'm going to go ahead and play Mary, Did You Know by the Pentatonics.
Did you know that your baby did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you.
Opening the door, everyone who comes to me is an angel to adore. The angel that I've been waiting for. Every child that comes to me, I feel the heavens unfold, and every smile that shines in me is an angel that I can hold. The angel that I've been waiting for. I can't seem to understand why you chose me out of everyone. You know how many times I have tried, but every time I I look around, I see that you're the only one. An angel straight from heaven by my side. And this angel straight from heaven, I won't deny. I'm entertaining angels. At my table, they're all the same. Everyone that I welcome there is an angel that I have gained. An angel that will remain. I can't seem to understand why you chose me out of everyone. How many ways I have tried, but every time I look around, I see that you're the only one. An angel straight from heaven by my side. And this angel straight from heaven, I won't deny. I'm entertaining angels. I'm opening the door. Everyone who comes to me is an angel to adore. The angel that I've been waiting for.
Thank you so much, Lynn. That was absolutely beautiful. I was just receiving that as you were playing it, and just reminded me how everyone that crosses our path is our savior, an angel, is me. And I just wanted to offer real quick before we close up, Regina, if you wanted to say anything or share anything, I can turn the mic over to you to share something real quick, or anyone else that would like to take the mic for a little while.
All right, well, I just want to say good morning, everyone, and Merry Christmas. I want to say thank you very much to Jay and Sonia and Karen and Lynn for putting this together for us. I think the time, at least for me personally, was perfect. My family's not even rousing yet. So it really is a lovely, quiet time here, and I was able to join with you. So again, just Merry Christmas, everyone, is all that I really want to say. And I suppose... that I hold everyone in my heart. I just hold everyone in my heart. In fact, this was the contemplation happening for me during Lynn's song. I was just noticing that I hold everyone in my heart, and I'm very, very grateful for the opportunity to know you. And that's it. Thank you very much, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Regina. I received that. I think we all did. Lynn, your mic. I saw Lynn Love's hand raised. I didn't know if you wanted the mic, but I can turn it over to you if you want.
Hi, everybody. Can you hear me? I haven't used... Okay, good. Yeah. Merry Christmas to everybody. I haven't been able to speak because usually my mom's in the house and the oxygen concentrator's going. And I just want to say Merry Christmas and thanks a lot for being there. And I love listening. And it's a tough time, but I appreciate the companionship, and I hope everybody has a wonderful day. Merry Christmas.
Oh, thanks, Joanne. Merry Christmas to you, and say hi to your mom for us, too. I know she's you're doing a great job there taking care of her, and can be challenging at times. But Merry Christmas to all of you. And so if there's anyone else, Lynn Love, I think maybe your hand is up by mistake, if I'm not correct, if I'm not, was reading your post correctly. And let's just take a minute to be with Joanne and her mom and just send them love right now as they're moving through their time of transition. So thank you all for being here in this Christmas Day gathering. Thank you, Sonia, for being an initiator of this. And thank you, Karen, for the wonderful meditation. And everyone that shared, and Lynn for the song. And Sonia, you also read that, the Joel Goldsmith, thank you for that. What a beautiful beginning to our day, our Christmas day. So I will go ahead and wrap it up and wrap our divine Christmas morning up. And I don't know about you all, but I'd certainly like to do this next year again. Merry Christmas, everyone. I'll be closing the sanctuary here in just a few minutes. Peace, everyone. I love you. Bye-bye.